All businesses need insurance, and for most, it's a major concern and a major expense. While traditionally businesses have hired in expertise from a commercial insurer, increasingly some are choosing to form their own in-house insurance companies to customise what they need. That's a captive insurance company. John Thompson runs the captives unit of the state's insurance department.
The captive insurance company allows the insurance and risk program to be structured on the risks and exposures and claim history for that specific owner itself, rather than a pool of owners that may have different experiences and so forth. And that allows a more efficient pricing mechanism.
That more efficient pricing, he says, allows companies to put more of their cash into growth and jobs. In the past, there's been concern about the potential difficulties of states overseeing and properly regulating captives. But in 2011, Connecticut enacted a law that allows captives to be registered in the state. Thomas Hodson is president of the Connecticut Captive Insurance Association.
Connecticut historically has been known as the capital of insurance in the United States. And captives was once thought of as the alternative market. Captive insurance now represents somewhere between 30% and 40% of the commercial insurance market, so it really isn't the alternative anymore.
So far, Connecticut has registered two captives, companies formed by Connecticut giants Stanley Black & Decker and Thomson Reuters, but previously based in other states. Today's Stanford Symposium aims to bring together the major players in the captives industry, both to demonstrate the possibilities to corporations based here and to showcase the state as a potential home for new captives. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.